from the Mercy One studio.
Welcome to Straight Talk, a lively discussion on tough issues impacting our lives. Every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Here's your host, Gene Wells, brought to you by Blackbird Investments.
Welcome to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. It's your weekly dose of news from the diocese and around the world, plus commentary on issues that may give you angst, that may make you a little uncomfortable, that challenge your thinking about what is happening in your life and in the world around us. It's Straight Talk. You've got questions? Hopefully we have some answers for you today. I'm Gene Wells. I count among my many, many blessings to be broadcasting from the Mercy One studio here at Iowa Catholic Radio, as well as so grateful to Blackbird Investments for sponsoring Straight Talk. Doing what is challenging, because it is right, that's Blackbird Investments. When it comes to building real estate, they look for creative solutions by forming strategic alliances, creating energy-efficient buildings, and engaging with local craftsmen. At its core, Blackbird believes in giving buildings a new life. For more information, you can find them online, blackbirdinvest.com. On today's show, we're going to be discussing our spiritual journeys, the obstacles, the opportunities, the rewards, all of the things that as we grow in our spiritual life become present to us. And you may be wondering how this impacts you. Well, my guest today is Tim Jamieson. Professionally, he's the vice president and general manager at Lamar Advertising, but he has been on a wonderful spiritual journey, and we're going to talk. We don't quite know where the conversation is going to go. We've got the Holy Spirit in charge of that, so you're going to want to stay tuned. I hope you are as inspired as I have been just in preparing for the show. So one aspect, though, of today's show, we're going to talk about talking about our faith. As Catholics, we like to keep it hidden under a bushel basket, and I think Scripture tells us a little something about that. Another word for talking about our faith is evangelization, and I just wonder, why don't Catholics as a whole evangelize? Now, Patrick Madrid, who you oftentimes hear on Iowa Catholic Radio, says it's a lack of encounter. Evangelization, in essence, like Christianity, is about an encounter with the risen Christ that results in a life transformed. The reason why so many Christians in general, and Catholics in particular, fail to evangelize is because they have yet to encounter the Lord for themselves. Pope Benedict XVI reminds us of this important truth in his apostolic exhortation, Verbum Domini. The Christian life is essentially marked by an encounter with Jesus Christ, who calls us to follow him. And again, in his encyclical Deus Caritas Est, he writes, being Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but the encounter with an event, a person, which gives life a new horizon and a decisive direction. So at its core, Christianity is about an encounter with the risen Christ that results in a life transformed. And this encounter gives us a vision that inspires and directs our lives and impels us to share the gospel with others. From this living knowledge of Christ springs the desire to proclaim him, to evangelize, and to lead others to the yes of faith in Jesus Christ. That is from our Catechism of the Catholic Church. So we are going to be challenged today to think about how we do live out our faith, share it with others, and how we talk about talking about being Catholic. Some events coming up December 13th. It's this Friday. It is Man Up. That's the noon event at St. Francis of Assisi in West Des Moines. And Joel Magruder will be bringing you The Veil Removed and how that all came about through his wife, Chris. So you don't want to miss that one, guys. You can register at iowacatholicradio.com. Then on, you don't want to miss Holy Trinity's 7th Annual Christmas Gala, The Wonders of His Love. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, December 13th, 14th, and 15th. The Friday and Saturday nights are at 5:30 and Sunday is at 1:30. Go to HolyTrinityRespectLife.com for tickets. Wonderful musical event, a great way to embrace the sounds of the season. And then finally, there's a unique opportunity December 20th through the 22nd for men who are high school seniors or older who are thinking about the priesthood. So is Christ calling you to seminary? You can join Bishop Johnson and the seminarians in this retreat to ask Jesus personally. So email the vocation instructor, that's Father Ross Parker, rparker@dmdiocese.org, or you can give him a call, 237-5050, for more information. And then some items from the news. Yesterday, the National Catholic Register reported on four members of Congress who have requested the Department of Justice to use the obscenity laws already on the statute book to prosecute major pornography producers and distributors. In a letter to the Department of Justice, representatives from Indiana, Missouri, North Carolina, and Texas all warned of an explosion of pornography that is fueling violence against women, human trafficking, and child pornography. The members asked Attorney General William Barr to bring back the Obscenity Prosecution Task Force, founded under George W. Bush administration, to investigate and prosecute holders of hardcore pornography under obscenity laws. The task force was dissolved by Eric Holder, Attorney General under President Barack Obama in 2011. In Scotland, Catholic bishops released a letter last Thursday ahead of their December 2nd vote election this Thursday, setting out the church's teaching on abortion and assisted suicide ahead of the UK general election that is this week. The letter said, "It is the duty of all of us to uphold the most basic and fundamental human right, the right to life. We should urge candidates to recognize human life from the moment of conception until natural death and to legislate for its protection at every stage, including protecting the unborn child, ensuring that both mother and child are accepted and loved." The bishops did not endorse any political party or candidate, but said abortion, assisted suicide, and euthanasia are always morally unacceptable, and that all politicians should be urged to resist the decriminalization of abortion, which leads towards abortion on demand for any reason. We need that here in the United States as well. Hey, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about our own spiritual journey and how we move forward. We'll visit with Tim Jamieson about his journey, and hope you are inspired as I am. It's time for Straight Talk right now on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Impoverished children break everyone's heart, but poverty seems like such a big problem. What can one person do to make a difference? For 17 years, Blessman International's passion has been to connect the resources of our donors with sustainable programs that impact the lives of impoverished children in South Africa. Our donors are feeding thousands of hungry children every week, providing basic water and sanitation for impoverished communities, and sharing the love of God in practical ways every day. Go to www.blessmaninternational.org and make your donation today.
On behalf of the InterVisions Healthcare family, we wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. At our clinic, birthdays are an important milestone which we celebrate. Since our doors opened in 2011, nearly 900 at-risk mothers facing an unplanned pregnancy have chosen life. This Christmas season, join us in thanking God for the joyful blessings and the great work He's doing at InterVisions Healthcare. For more information about our second clinic on the South Side, visit ivhcare.org.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tumia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tumia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tumia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tumia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TumiaAndSons.net.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Lee and Eddie in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. iowacatholicradio.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Thank you to Mercy College of Health Sciences, downtown Des Moines, for underwriting our show, The Uncommon Good, with me, Bo Bonner.
And I'm Bud Marr. A degree from Mercy College provides endless possibilities. Students have access to patients with complex medical conditions, state-of-the-art medical facilities, highly motivated healthcare professionals, and classroom professors that transform them into servant leaders.
You can start the programs in fall, spring, or summer. There are endless possibilities available online at mchs.edu/kwky.
Welcome back to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Wells, and I encourage you to text us throughout the show. If you want to get in touch with our guest after the show, you can also text us your name and number and your interest in visiting with Tim. That's 223-1150, 223-1150. This is always a live and local show, so we love to hear from you whenever you have a question or a comment. Before we get into deep into our topic, we have to get a little background. We have to get to know you, Tim.
Absolutely.
So, you know, give us that snapshot of, I was born in the dark ages. No. So just a little background of how you got to this point in life.
Sure. I'm 55 years old.
A baby.
Yeah. We've been married for, 34 years. And I've been selling outdoor advertising or billboards for 35 years. And I have two children that are boys and two children that are girls. So,
perfect family.
Yeah, balanced out. God's been very, very good to us. And, but I guess what the point you're really looking for is how it all started. And
were you a cradle Catholic?
Yes.
Go to Catholic school.
Yep.
Okay.
Always Catholic. When I was about 10 years old, my father was dying of lung cancer and brain cancer. And in the lower level of our farmhouse, there was a priest by the name of Father Lewis Graving, and he was the priest at the Grotto of Redemption in West Bend, Iowa.
Where were you from?
Elgona.
I'm from Fort Dodge.
Oh, really? Small world, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. We talked about that. So yeah. St. Edmund Gales versus Elgona
Garrigan.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. But he was an interesting man because we were in the Sioux City Diocese, and he was the exorcist for the Sioux City Diocese. But he was also he was head of the charismatic movement up there as well. So he's kind of an interesting blend of priest. And I heard him say downstairs, I was sitting on the steps, and I should have been in bed, but I was sitting there listening, and it was a school night. And he said, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are real easy to receive for children because they don't have so many depths of sin on their soul. And so I went upstairs and I knelt down and prayed my rosary like I did for my father because he was obviously dying of cancer. And when I was on my knees, I said, you know, I believe that priest because I don't think priests can lie. And so, Lord, I'd like to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and I'd like to receive all of them, and I'd like to receive them now. And I literally fell
because
over.
Because in the little kid, you
I believe,
just do
just
that.
Pure,
and yeah.
pure faith. And I started speaking in tongues when I was 10. And seeing things, knowing things, and honestly, it scared the hell out of me. And so I didn't tell anybody for 15 years. So from 10 until 25. And
That's a big secret to keep.
Yeah, especially when you're 10. And you see things that you don't understand. And you know things that you can't reason with. And
I mean, didn't your mom notice that there was something going on?
And no. No, because she was in the middle of my father's going through chemo and Mayo and death, and we had to relocate multiple times and just real hard times after that. But so honestly, to be real honest, my father died, and I kind of lost my faith for about 10 years there. Even though I had all these gifts, I had nothing to do with Christ because he disappointed me. He didn't answer my prayer. My prayer was that my dad would live. My dad died. Therefore, at 10 years old,
God must not exist because...
Right. Well, I knew he existed because of the gifts. So I knew he existed, but I wanted nothing to do with him because it was like a friend disappointing you. And so I left. And later I got married to a wonderful woman and had a child. And then everything started all over again with that child and the miracle, you know, just the miracle of life. And so I explain a few things to my wife, and lo and behold, we...
And she's like, holy moly.
Yeah.
What have I... This guy's a little nuts.
Yeah. And more or less, yeah. And then we moved to Elgona from... I'm sorry. We moved from down south to Des Moines, and things just really started to grow. And so it was hard for her to understand, you know, because she came from a very normal Catholic, when I say normal Catholic, meaning Mass every Sunday, Mass every, you know, every
All the holy days.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But that was just basic. But then, you know, things started to start, and I started to hear things and feel things, mm-hmm. and I contacted Father Graving, and it started a 12-year relationship of spiritual direction, and so I saw a ton of miracles. I saw exorcisms. I was involved in many things that most people didn't have the privilege to be.
Okay. Go back.
Okay.
You can't just say, oh, yeah, I saw miracles, and now let's go to commercial break.
Yeah. You know.
What?
Okay. I mean, see, this is the problem, is that the we feel that the stuff in the Bible was stuff in the Bible and not today, and that is not true. Everything that happened in the Bible is true and holy and right, and all that stuff still happens today. The problem is we don't hear about it. The media doesn't like it. They don't like to hear about it. Gene, I've seen hundreds, literally hundreds of miracles. I've seen tumors disappear. I've seen cancer disappear. I've seen things develop
That's I'm going to be obnoxious and difficult. No, yeah. That was all medical science.
Okay, let me explain.
I mean, if we see one miracle in our lifetime, that's kind of amazing. You're saying you've seen hundreds.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. A few months ago, I was coming back from Ames, Iowa. I got a phone call from a deacon up in Ames, and they asked me to stop by Mercy Hospital. I stopped by Mercy Hospital. There was a little girl there, and her baptized name on the baptismal certificate was Miracle. Her real name was Miracle. And guess what? She had all kinds of genetic diseases, and her mom and dad were geneticists. One was a plant geneticist, one was an animal geneticist. They both taught up at Iowa State, and they were from Africa, and they had this little girl who was 6 months old, who was born at Mercy here in town and never left. And she had no aorta in her heart, and she had difficulties with her lungs. She was blind, completely blind. She had club feet. She had just a mess of problems. And so when I got to her, she was, you know, I couldn't pick her up because she was just tubes everywhere. So all I could do is talk to the parents, and then I could pray. So I had some holy oil, and I blessed her with this oil, and I blessed the parents, and we prayed. The next day, she was scheduled to go to she was supposed to go to Omaha, to Children's over in Omaha, and she did. But when she landed, her eyes were opened, and she saw, and her heart, the aorta that was not there for 6 months, was there.
Yeah, I know. How can that happen?
God.
I know. I mean, I knew the answer before I asked the question, but, you know, do you have that ability?
I don't have anything. God has that. I do nothing. I literally do nothing. I just show up where he wants me to show up, and he uses hands. He will use a dirty scalpel or a clean scalpel, but he will use anything to touch his people. A week later, I get a phone call, and it's from an attorney here in town, and his brother had a grandson who was dying of cancer. He's about 5, and he had bone cancer and blood cancer, and he was at Children's here, and then he was going up to Minnesota. So I stopped by their condo, and it was very intimidating because the condo was full of people, and I could feel the doubt and the disbelief of the – there was grandma and uncles, and there was one was a judge and one was an attorney. And so, but I just tried to block that all out, and I focused on this little boy who just happened to have the name Jameson. Of course, our Lord does have a humor. Believe me, believe me, he really does. So I placed the little boy on my lap, and I just talked to him, and I simply blessed him with some oil, and I prayed, and I left. And 2 days later, I got a phone call that when they got up to Minnesota, the bone cancer and the blood cancer was completely gone. The little boy loves to play soccer and is completely healed.
So, So let's go back to the little girl and this little boy. How are they today?
The little boy literally is running around soccer fields and is completely happy. Mm-hmm. The little girl died of a lung complication.
Hmm.
But before she died, she opened her eyes mm-hmm. and saw her mom and her dad. And before her eyes weren't developed and she couldn't see.
And didn't die from, you know, having a heart that doesn't function.
No, her aorta that was missing.
Wow.
So, you know, I see a lot of things that are healed, but I don't see too many things that are built where God actually, you know, if a finger is missing, then all of a sudden the finger is there. He can do that, just like he did with the aorta.
Mm-hmm.
And even that amazes me to this day. You know, but I've seen all kinds of things. You know, it's not, you know, guys, look at the Gospels. Read those Gospels. That's not like mm-hmm. a story, like a tale. It's true. And the problem is, We don't grasp it. And if that was our God back then, our God is no different today. It's the exact same God. He wants the exact same thing for his people. In fact, he wants us more because our times that we live in are more troubled,
mm-hmm.
you know, are more confused. The devil's real, guys. He's very real.
Well, I believe that. I mean, if we think in society that our God is all good and merciful and he would never let anything bad happen to us, we don't acknowledge that there is evil in the world that is working and worming its way into the hearts of people and having them make choices that will be their eternal destruction.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Tim, we could go through hundreds of miracles. Okay. It's only an hour show. Come on, Tim. How do you even work?
I mean,
and you were so generous with your time with so many different entities, and you have a family. How do you separate all of that?
This sounds really strange, but I'm just going to be completely honest with you. I focus on one day at a time, literally, and I don't look out. I used to look way in the future all the time, and I planned way in the future. And literally, at the night before, I look at my calendar and I see what I have to do, and I pray in the morning, and I say, God, you know, I'm so stupid. So if you want me to do something today, please make it so apparent so that I see it, so that I don't have to even discern, that I'll just follow your will. And he does. And mm-hmm. the appointments come, and he stretches time, and I'm able to fulfill my responsibilities at my office and at my home. And I'd be lying if I said it wasn't a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I would be lying, and 'cause it is a struggle.
How do you feed yourself to not get full of yourself?
No,
that,
no.
Oh, I mean, because, you know, it's so easy. Our human weakness is that, oh, this baby now can see, and oh, this, you know, and I was able to heal that. I mean, that's the devil at work. How do you feed yourself to stay focused on the Lord?
Gene, it's real easy to stay humble when you know and you work that closely with our Lord, because you know you can't do anything. In fact, the reality is I get more and more humble because I see more and more of him. And as I get closer to him, I see my own sin more clearly. It becomes larger. And it strips the humility away. It strips the pride away, and all mm-hmm. you're left with then is humility. And you know the truth. And, you know, it would be a lie, or it would be plagiarism to say that it was me.
I get where you're at, because I think the more you spend time in reflection, you know, you do these, you know, oh, you know, great and wonderful God, those prayers of adoration. And in the same moment, you catch that glimpse of, if you are adoring the Lord, you are smaller than this little speck of dirt on the floor, and that yet God loves you and chooses you as his instrument. And so that's how you can go forward.
Do you remember the story about the princess and the pea
mm-hmm.
and all the mattresses?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like,
yep.
you know, because it feels, you know, so when you do sin, you feel a distance from our God, and it does not feel good. So, you know, we have a place to run to and to be reconciled. And by the way, he doesn't like the word confession. He likes the word reconciliation. You know, he's explained many times to me that when you come to me and we reconcile and we completely rebuild, you don't just come running to me and tell me what you did. There's a big difference between the two.
When I learned that each of those words, you know, confess, penance, reconciliation, is a piece to the whole, which is being reconciliation. It's like, oh, it's not just a title. You know,
no,
as a kid, you learn
part.
Things, you know, you memorize things for tests, and as an adult, you can embrace those true meanings. So.
Gene, if I broke your window in your car, and I came to you and I said, Gene, I broke your window in your car, I'm sorry. That's confessing.
Mm-hmm.
If I come to you and I say, Gene, I broke the window in your car, I'm going to pay for it and replace it. Can you find it in your heart to forgive me?
Mm-hmm.
That's closing the loop, and now our relationship's back whole mm-hmm. again. That's the difference.
I'm still mad at you that you broke the window of my car. Oh, no. No. Before we take a break, one more miracle.
Sure. The same family with this little boy, Jameson, they called me, and they had a niece who was in a hospital. I believe it was either Seattle or Portland. I really don't remember which one. And she was dying. They gave her a few hours. And she had diabetes. Her lungs were shutting down, her kidneys, her all of her organs. And I just happened to be going to a prayer mass, a healing mass. Father Ubal mm-hmm. was in town, mm-hmm. and so it was at St. Pius. And so I told this gentleman that I would stand in for his niece. And I asked her name. So when I went there, I went not for myself, but for this lady. And so during the Mass, I offered myself up so that our Lord could heal this woman across the United States. And that was it. But about 2 in the morning, this attorney calls me, which is my corporate attorney, which is kind of strange to call early in the
Yeah.
And long story short, she was completely healed and walked out of the hospital the next morning.
Wow. Wow. What a blessing. We just got a text, amazing show, by the grace of God, right?
Well, it's all it, oh. That's all it is. I mean, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. We need to take a break, as always. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Tim. He might share a few more of these miraculous moments. But we also want to talk about this charismatic movement that he mentioned. You know, I thought that was something from the 60s. So we're going to find out about that, how that has impacted him. And then the importance of spiritual direction and how that leads to us. And how this all started was you did a talk about relics. And hopefully we'll have some time to visit about relics as well.
Sure, absolutely.
You're listening to Straight Talk here at Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Wells. We'll be right back. Why do folks give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? Probably because they love Catholic schools, right? Partially, but they also like the tax benefits. Or they were helped when their kids were in school. Or they have been blessed and want to bless others. Whatever the reason, the 65% tax credits are great. And after all, it's for the kids and their future. Online, ctoiowa.org.
Doing what is challenging because it's right. That's Blackbird Investments. In 2013, Blackbird Investments was born from the inspiration of St. Kevin. When it comes to building real estate, they look for creative solutions by forming strategic alliances, creating energy-efficient buildings, and engaging with local craftsmen. At its core, Blackbird Investments believes in giving buildings a new life. BlackbirdInvest.com. Blackbird Investments. Doing what is challenging because it's right.
Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo, heard Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Confluence Brewing Company is a local brewery in Des Moines featuring seasonal and limited release beers. They have cans and growlers to go, apparel, and other gifts for family and friends. Live music is featured in the tap room. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake. Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio on the web at confluencebrewing.com. That's confluencebrewing.com.
Programming support for Catholic Women Now is provided by Iowa's injury attorney, Fred Haas. For over 30 years, Fred Haas has helped injured Iowans recover financial, physical, and emotional losses from car, truck, and motorcycle accidents, work-related injuries, and injuries due to negligence. Most importantly, providing the professional, personal, and responsive legal counsel that everyone deserves. Fred Double D, Haas Double A, the Des Moines Law Offices of Fred Haas. While we have time, let us do good.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area.
find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, and from the staff, Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
Here is your forecast on Iowa Catholic Radio. Some flurries are possible today, otherwise sunny and cold throughout the afternoon with a high in the low 20s. Our chance of snow increases briefly after midnight, our low 12, and then sunny continued cold on Wednesday with a high 25. Wednesday night, temperatures warm back into the mid to upper 20s. This weather is brought to you by Divine Treasures, the Catholic book and gift store, serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Welcome back to Straight Talk here at Iowa Catholic Radio. I'm Jean Wells, and my guest today is Tim Jamison. We're talking about, I mean, to say that talking about his spiritual journey is an understatement, if there ever was one. It's powerful that he's received these gifts of the Holy Spirit and is willing to share them with us both today on Straight Talk and with so many folks. If you have a question for Tim or want to reach out to him, you can text us at 515-223-1150. If it's a question we can ask on the air, we will do that. If it's if you want him to get back to you, we can get him that information as well. So Tim, again, professionally, you're Vice President, General Manager at Lamar Advertising, but we're not talking about advertising today.
No,
unless we're advertising for the Lord to say, hey, come
well, actually,
join us.
We are, yeah.
We
right.
are. You've shared these miracles, but you also mentioned in the first part that you were connected to the charismatic movement. Mm-hmm. How much does that play in your life?
Okay,
well, what is it, first of all?
Well, first of all, let me correct you. I'm not connected at all to any charismatic movement.
Okay.
Let's stop and break this down, because our Lord does not like this.
Okay.
Go back into the church history. Go back into the Bible, and you think, the Lord, what did he do? He created, you know, wine out of water. He healed people. He raised people from the dead. He was constantly doing miracles. Now, to me, that's charismatic, correct?
Okay.
And he said that when he left, that we can do all that he did and much more when he sends the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, to us. So he clearly tells us that we can do what he did and more. Now, he was also Marian, because obviously his mother was Mary. Mm-hmm. You know, can you imagine you being Christ, and you see people fighting, saying, well, I'm Marian, and I'm charismatic, and I'm this, and I'm that. We're Catholic, and as Catholics, we are naturally Marian. As Catholics, we are naturally charismatic. It all goes together, guys. It's not compartmentalized. He does not like that at all. He wants all of you and all of it at one time.
Yeah, that's interesting. On a sidebar, I've done the consecration to Mary, and I have a personal consecration prayer that I pray to the Blessed Sacrament, to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And I'm like, okay, should we be choosing who to consecrate ourselves to? Does that make sense? You know, everyone that's listening that has done the consecration to Mary will be like, oh, how can you even say that, Gene?
No.
You can consecrate to Joseph, to the Holy Spirit, to the, yeah.
You know, when we stand before him, one of the things he's going to say is not what we did, but who did we bring?
Hmm.
And we don't bring anybody unless we evangelize, right? And we can't evangelize unless we use all the tools of our Lord. And if that tool happens to be a gift, and gifts are meant to be shared, right? And you said earlier on that I'm sharing these gifts. Well, of course I'm sharing them because you're supposed to share gifts, you know? And if everybody, and there's so many people out there, and I know many of them that have gifts very similar to mine. But, you know, it's really hard. It took me 50 years to come to be comfortable with it and to come out and to share, you know, because I'm not sure if truly, you know, I said to myself that I didn't want my children to be ridiculed, you know, your dad's the crazy one or whatever, or if I just honestly didn't have the guts to do it, you know, and looking back now, maybe it was a combination of both. But I no longer have fear. I no longer am afraid. And I really don't care what people think of me, honestly. Because when you have a relationship with him and you walk with him every moment of every day, you know, your fear increases so much. But when your faith increases so much. But when your faith increases, your fear decreases. The two are on a scale. And so I just am no longer afraid.
Yeah, when you're considered the holy one in the family, oh, well, you were probably at church, weren't you?
That's not me. Ask around. That is not me. I am a very simple, uneducated person. I went to DMAC for 9 months, and I have no theology degrees, and I have nothing. All I am is who I am and who God made me to be.
So what's been the impact on your family? I mean, you know, were your kids, did they ever look at you like, oh, there goes dad again, you know, or their friends are over and they're like, oh, your dad's weird, you know, how does that impact them?
Well, I have two, again, I have a daughter that's 31 and married, and she has a little granddaughter, so I'm a grandpa, and she's very, very faithful, and he is as well, and in the faith, in the church. I have a son who's about 27, and is very faithful, unmarried. I have a daughter who's 22, and she's a teacher at St. Pius and dating a young man, and their faith is very strong. And then I have a young man who's 16 at Dowling, and he's a junior. And all of them have strong faith, but I think the reason being is they grew up in a household that it was very commonplace to see miracles. It was very commonplace to talk about God. It was very commonplace to talk about anything and everything. Nothing was ever hidden from them. You know, it just, we had a relic of the True Cross for years in our house, and now we do again. And it just, it was like everybody should have that. I mean, children don't know the difference. They grow up with whatever they have, and they think everybody's household is that way.
Well, and I've been on my soapbox a little bit lately about if society is cramming things down our throat, which they are, in almost every visual opportunity, audio, everything is very contrary to what we believe as Catholics. Should we be any quieter when we're sharing our faith?
No, we need to be loud.
We need to be loud. We need to be consistent. And I kind of, when my kids were growing up, I thought maybe they'd get it by osmosis because I was very involved in things. And now with grandkids, you know, they know Jesus is important to grandma and that we love Jesus, and every word has Jesus in it, you know, or something related to our faith, so that they know, because otherwise how can they grow up in an environment and we think they're going to be okay?
Do you remember what Father Ricardo said about, you know, knowing and sharing the story? You know, American Indians and the Navajo, the Arapaho, there's many of them, and they shared and shared and shared their family, their customs by verbal, over and over. They told that story. They told that story. They told that story. And that's how their children learned. You know, the same thing with down in Australia with the Aborigines, over and over and over, they tell stories. We need, just like Father Ricardo said, we need to tell that story to our children because they may or may not get it in school, and they may or may not get it on the playground, but it's our responsibility as the primary educators to let them know the truth.
Mm-hmm. And they don't get it the first time.
No.
I mean, how many of us you know, you get addition, here's addition, kiddos. Okay, now I got it. You don't have to teach it again. No.
Correct.
You teach it in different ways perpetually.
And you need to leave room for the, you know, like if you have a cup, the cup only has so much volume. And when you start with your relationship with our Lord, it's three quarters you and maybe one quarter him. And you have to learn that there's only so much volume, so you have to empty yourself out so that you can allow more of him in. And the only way you allow him in is decreasing you.
Mm-hmm.
And as that happens, eventually, you know, you want that cup to be 95% him and 5% you. And as you do that, over time, you allow that Holy Spirit into every aspect of your life.
When we asked the question and then we got sidetracked before, what do you do? What are your practices to help you stay centered? I mean, are you, you know, some people love Eucharistic adoration. Some pray the rosary faithfully. Some read scripture perpetually. What is your, what are your things that you do that, that feed your soul?
I've done Eucharistic adoration for years and years and years and years and years. I'm currently actually not doing it, so I stop in at adoration at wherever it is at all the time. My calendar gets fuller and fuller and fuller. And so, honestly, what I do is I know this is hard to understand, but I walk with him every day, every moment. So when I'm in the car, I'm talking to him. I don't have the rate. Sometimes I don't have the radio on. Sorry, Jane.
What? You don't have the Uh-oh.
But it's a truth. I just talk to him openly, and you know, and people, I'm sure, think I'm crazy. But when I go into an appointment, you know, he's my partner. You know, he's my business partner. And when I go, so I constantly, I know this sounds strange, but I constantly am hearing him. And we converse, you know. And, you know, he told me that we've been told a lie. And I said, well, what do you mean that we've been told a lie? And the lie was that when we die, we go before him and we take nothing with us. And that's not true. The one thing we do take with us is our relationship. Our relationship that we build on earth transforms and goes with us. So even though we come into the world naked and have nothing, we do leave, of course, naked and have nothing. But what we do take is that relationship. He said, do you think you stand before me and I say, hi, I'm Jesus, and you say, hi, I'm Tim? No, it continues. So if that is true...
So if you don't hug him when you see him, well, you're missing a relationship here.
Well, and the thing is, if let's take a step back. If that's true, if you believe what I just said, what's the most valuable thing on the earth? It's our relationship with Christ, because it's the only thing you take with you. So not one moment in prayer is wasted, because prayer is building your relationship with Christ, you know? And if that... is that this is my relationship with Christ, obviously I need to build it and build it and build it. And the more I build it, the more he does work inside of me and other people. So I reach out. And, you know, evangelization, he always says this. He says simply, you need to love and you need to evangelize. Well, love we understand. Well, kind of. But the evangelization people get real turned off on, because they don't want to evangelize. They see it as standing on the corner with a Bible.
Right. Or knocking on the door.
Right. And it's not. It's literally simply as being a Christian, meaning what a beautiful day Christ gave us today. Instead of saying what a beautiful day we have today, you drop the Lord's name in there. You drop Christ or Jesus, and it's a seed. And then that's all you have to do. And then it's the Holy Spirit's job then to water it and to fertilize it and to let it grow. It's not ours. We're just sprinkling seeds. And that's what evangelization is.
When we come back, we will continue our conversation with Tim Jamieson. We're going to talk about relics. You mentioned to have that you have a relic of the crucifix in your home. We're going to talk about relics, and perhaps we can tease out another miracle or two before we wrap up today's show. You're listening to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
Partial support for Catholic Women Now comes from injury attorney Fred Haas. When Iowans have been injured through no fault of their own in a car, truck, or motorcycle accident, harmed in a work-related injury, or suffered injury due to negligence of others, Fred Haas has been on their side to help recover from financial, physical, and emotional loss. Fred, double D, Haas, double A. Online at fredhaas.com. The Des Moines Law Offices of Fred Haas. While we have time, let us do good.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi. This is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, and from the staff, Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited release beers available in their tap room and at local stores, bars, and restaurants. Confluence has a beer garden for you, your family, and friends to enjoy. Confluence Brewing Company is located at 1235 Thomas Beck Road off the bike trail south of Grays Lake and online at confluencebrewing.com. Confluence Brewing Company, where good things come together, ingredients, ideas, and friends.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Welcome back to Straight Talk here in Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Wells, and my guest today is Tim Jamison. Professionally, he is the Vice President and General Manager of Lamar Advertising, but he's here today as a brother in Christ sharing his spiritual journey, his relationship with Jesus. And that's what we were talking about during the break, is having that personal relationship with Jesus and then doing what he asks us to do. And you know, we do... You know, this relationship, we were talking about having this conversation that it's just, hey, Jesus, you know, I was, like I said to you, I was praying in the car out loud the other day, Jesus, are you a fundraiser? Should I, how can I be raising this money for the CTO, you know, or whatever the cause is.
Right.
And it's just having that conversation and not thinking that he's up on the throne.
Right.
You know, Gene, opening his emails, waiting for us to, you know, send him a request.
Gene, do you like plastic people or fleshy people?
Well, I like fleshy people.
So do I.
Yeah.
Okay, so does our Lord. And so many times we think of our relationship as more hierarchy and plastic with him. And the reality is he just wants flesh. So what I mean by that is if we want to be around people that are true people and real people, that's what he wants to be around. And he wants our conversations and he wants our relationships to be real and just basic and common. You know, do you think he made an algorithm that was so difficult to be able to come back to heaven? You know, he made it for everybody. So he made it for the learned and wise. He made it for the average, and he made it for the under average, the common. And that is simply to love and to evangelize. You know, he said, you know, you Pharisees. Well, really, we're Pharisees. We make it. We mess this whole thing up. Mm-hmm. We overcomplicate it. We think that it's unrealistic. It's untouchable. And it's right before us.
You know? God wants his world back.
He does. Amen.
For those Amen. That were at Father John Ricardo on Friday night, God wants his world back, and we are the next Acts of the Apostles.
That's exactly right. And we should expect everything that happened, everything, Gene, that happened then can happen today.
Mm-hmm. What?
Know? Yeah.
No, that's in Scripture. That just happens then. We just have to get from being born until we die without messing up too much.
No, that is not true. It is not, yeah, exactly. He simply wants us as we are, and he'll take us where we're at and slowly and lovingly grow us, right? It's kind of funny that, you know, our time, our calendar is all based on Jesus, right? The beginning, right?
Right.
It's based on Jesus. But Jesus doesn't have a calendar, and he doesn't have a watch, and he doesn't have a day timer, and he doesn't have a, you know, an Apple iPad.
He doesn't have Outlook that sends you
Google.
Reminders.
No.
No?
No, and the thing is, that's the one thing that we get frustrated with is because we're based on such time and space, and he is not. And so when we pray for things, we have set timelines, and he doesn't have those. So it's really, really frustrating because things don't happen as quickly normally as we would like them to. And he doesn't care if you come back to him when you're 3 days old or if you're 103 days old. Mm-hmm. As long as you come back, he just wants you back, all of you.
Well, and that's that. I think that's the biggest piece of the trust algorithm, mm-hmm. is that, you know, you want this child to come back to the church, or you want this healing to happen, and you want it to happen now in your lifetime or within this week that you're praying for it. But really, if we trust in the Lord,
right.
You know, I don't worry that my son will not be back at church. I don't even pray for him to come back to church. I pray that he will encounter Christ,
right.
and to grow to love him and to see him in everyone around him. And that will then necessitate him wanting to come back.
Faith and fear are opposites. Would you agree?
Hmm. Yes.
Okay. And how many times in the Bible does it say, be not afraid?
Well, they say 365, one for every day of the year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if that's true, what's the message? What's mm-hmm. he trying to tell us? All you do, he says, is waste time with your anxiety. All you
yep.
do is waste time that you could be out touching more lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could end there, but we have time for a story.
Sure.
Or relics?
Sure.
Or do you have a miracle related to relics?
You can. How about we talk about relics?
Since okay.
That's kind of been a hot topic
okay.
lately. All right. I'll give you a little church history. There's in the Catholic Church, there's three types of relics. There's a first-class relic, a second-class relic, and, of course, a third-class relic. A first-class relic is anything to do with Christ. Obviously it would be the cross and the shroud and all that. But it's also the bones of any saint and the teeth. So anything of the actual body of the saint. Okay, that's a first class. The second class is anything that a saint would have used. So let's say Padre Pio, his breviary, his tunic, his
chalice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they're all okay. second class relics. And then a third class relic is something that is what we call a sacramental, which would be a rosary or a medal or scapular or your wedding ring. Touch to a first class relic, and it becomes then a third class relic in the Catholic Church. Well, why do we have relics? Relics are not magic. They have no magic in them. Relics are just simply to draw us closer to Christ. So when we hear about the saint and we read about the saint, we kind of identify a little bit with the saint, and they draw us in more in holiness. And, you know, the bottom line is people forget we're all called to be saints.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get to heaven, we're going to be a saint. So this is just a tool, one more tool to increase our faith so that we draw closer and closer to his heart. And this is sad, but it's the truth. The Catholic Church has stopped giving out relics not only to the laity, but also to the religious. Because what happens is that they're given as a gift to you, and you're a priest, and you venerate it like you're supposed to. And then you die, and it goes to your cousin or your uncle, and it gets placed in a drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's disrespect of the relic. And therefore,
and they don't even know what it is.
They don't know what it is, or they're sold mm-hmm. on eBay or whatever it may be. And so there's such misuse with it and an abuse of it, if you will. Mm-hmm. But yes,
most of our altars have a relic in them.
Yes, up until Vatican II, all altars in every part of the world had at least one relic in them. After Vatican II, they found it not necessary to have relics. Some do, some don't. It depends. But it just draws us closer to the life of that saint, and then we can kind of identify with them if it's giving up worldly things, or if it's fasting more, or if it's getting up early and losing more sleep. All these saints had different things that they did, and one might not apply to you, but the other one might apply to somebody else. So relics are, I mean, I have lots of relics, and my mother gave me a couple, and my grandmother, and then people find out I have a relic collection, and before you know it, they see no value in them, and they give them to me. And I do have a relic of the True Cross that was given to me by a benefactor. And it has all the documentation papers from the Vatican, the wax seal from the Vatican, the red threads from the Vatican, and so forth, to show its authenticity.
How cool is that?
It is.
So that makes you a third-class relic?
Yeah, kind of. Kind of, yes.
Actually, we have our own relics here in the diocese.
We
There's
do.
A lot of them at the Basilica.
Yep.
But also from St. John Paul II, if you go to daily mass over at in the St. Anne's Chapel at the cathedral, the altar and the chair and the ambo were all a part of that mass.
That's exactly right.
And there are second-class relics in on the first floor at the Pastoral Center from the palace, the paten and the chalice and all of those wonderful things.
So. And it's just something that draws us closer to Christ is really what it is.
Well, Tim, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely.
It's been a delight. Humbling.
Well, it's been joyful for me as well.
Folks, if you'd like to get in touch with Tim, you can text us at 515-223-1150. I will pass your information request on to Tim. I want to thank our producer, Jimmy Olson. I'm Jean Wells, and today asking the Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Iowa Catholic Radio and Straight Talk is on the air because of your prayers and your generosity. I thank you so much. If you can provide a year-end gift to Iowa Catholic Radio, it's very much appreciated. You can do that at iowacatholicradio.com. Straight Talk with Father John Ricardo is every Tuesday. We're every Tuesday at 10. Father John Ricardo follows us at 11 here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Stay tuned for Christ is the Answer. God bless.
Straight Talk, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio with Gene Wells. Brought to you by Blackbird Investments.